Welcome to the call. It is Thursday, February the 9th. I can't believe it's already February the 9th. Those months just keep slipping by. I'm 51 years old in June, and it seems like they go by quicker and quicker the older I get. Fortunately, I feel nice and young and healthy, and I know I don't act 50, so that's pretty cool. Anyways, my name is Stephen Bentley, and I am a performance coach. I've been doing that for about 27 years, so I'm going to quickly give you a little bio on myself, then we're going to dive right to the information. I'm going to try and remind myself to slow down because I tend to talk fast when I get excited. Got a Scottish background, so I can crank it out, but I'll leave the Scottish accent out so you can understand what I'm saying. So as I was saying, I'm a performance coach. I've been doing that since 1990, and I've coached people to over 1,400 Ironman events around the world and thousands of shorter distance races, people from all age groups and all different ability levels, from age groupers to elite athletes. My athletes have won world championship races at the ITU age group, world championships from distances from Olympic distance to long course. I've qualified dozens of people to Ironman Hawaii for the world championships. I've raced there a couple times myself. Gosh, I've won a whole bunch of races around. Raced in Ironman Hawaii a couple times, and I've got PBs for Ironman of 9 hours and 21 minutes. But what's more exciting for me on that is I work with people to help them get the most out of their training to the minimal amount of training possible, because most of the people I work with are really busy. They've got families, they've got kids, they've got jobs. They don't have a lot of time to put into excess training. So that time I went 9:21 in Ironman, I actually averaged 13 and a half hours a week in training for the 4 months leading up to that race. That was pretty, I was more impressed with that than I was on the time. And the biggest week I did was 18 hours. And that was about a month out where I'm doing a, you know, 6.5 hour bike ride and an hour run, and the next day going out for a 2.5 or so hour run. And still, my whole training for that big week was 18 hours. So you don't have to do an awful lot of training if the things you're doing are effective. And we're going to talk a little bit more today about effective nutrition for improving your performance. And I get super excited because about 10 years ago, I found this company. It's called Isogenix. That's what we're going to talk about today. Amazing nutrition. But here's the thing that I got most excited about it. It was a health system. Because when it was first introduced to me, the person that initially told me about it told me it was a weight loss program. And I'm not interested in weight loss. I am not interested in having anything to do with losing weight. Because for me, weight loss is something that's going to catabolize lean muscle tissue and decrease performance. And I was doing extremely well financially with my coaching business before. I was working with 85 athletes all over the world, doing really well. If I started introducing a program to them that was going to detract from their performance, I was going to lose a lot of business pretty quickly. So I found the system and realized it was going to be a great health system. That was introduced to me by Camille Lawson and started talking to me about the performance benefits of it. And that was way back 10 years ago when we didn't have specific performance nutrition products. And for me, performance actually starts with the recovery that you're getting outside of all the training. So the training is great. If I can help somebody improve their performance during training, then can elevate the benefits that they're going to get from the training, but it still all comes down to the recovery. And that's all the building blocks, the macronutrients, the good quality available proteins, how you can get good quality glycogen back into your system in a nice balanced level. But the micronutrients, those are the keys, because those are what turn on or off all the systems in your body. All activity in your body happens with enzymes, and enzymes need trace minerals to function effectively. And most food today is highly deficient in trace minerals. It's unfortunate because it comes from the soil, and soil is so degraded and sprayed with pesticides and herbicides, the microorganisms aren't there to unlock those minerals. So they need to be added. I don't care how healthy you think you eat, you're not getting enough minerals in your body. If you're not supplementing, you're decreasing the chances of you increasing your performance and your overall health. So we're going to talk about that today. So some great products that we have here with Isogenix that are really designed for overall health and overall performance, but overall just how your body's going to recover. So I'm going to talk about a number of those. The first one actually isn't even in the Amp Power line, but I use it every single day, and it's the Isolene Pro Shake. And the reason I really love it is a complete meal. And it's about $4 for an Isolene Pro Shake. And if I was going to recreate that meal with, quote, normal food from the store, I'd have to spend about $15. So I save not only a lot of time, but I save a ton of money, and I'm getting a higher quality product. So very quickly on this product, it's just 36 grams of really highly bioavailable amino acids. which are what's going to give your body those building blocks to recover from the stress of training. You're breaking your muscles down in training. We want to give them the right building blocks. So I'm going to have a couple of those shakes every single day. I still eat normal food. I like gin and tonic. I drink wine. I am not a health freak. I'm just really healthy because I found a system that works to allow me to get the most out of the training that I'm doing. There's a lot of other products out in the market. If you found something that's working for you, awesome. But keep in mind, just because something works doesn't mean it's healthy. And in the short little window of time that you're going to be an athlete and really serious about your performance in this world, make sure that what you're also doing is going to be healthy for you. Because if you're doing things that are improving your performance, but they're detracting from your health, very quickly, all those little gains that you made are going to seem insignificant when you're sick and things are starting to slow down on you dramatically. So make sure you're choosing a really healthy alternative. And that's what, for me, Isagenics did. And I noticed that right away 10 years ago. So the Isolene Pro, I'm going to do that 2 or 3 times a day. For me, that was the one thing I think that really allowed me to amplify my ability to pack on muscle. When I was racing, I don't race anymore, but when I was racing, I was about 158 to 162 pounds. I'm 5'11". I'm 185 now. Same body fat percentage. It's nice and lean, but I've got way more muscle on that I was never able to put on before. But once I started adding in better quality building blocks and nutrient timing and some other things that we're going to talk about today with this Amp Power Line and product line, it's so much easier to put on muscle when you do that right kind of training. So if you're not interested in packing on big muscle, don't worry. You're not going to put it on if you don't do those heavy weights and that type of thing. So Isolene Pro, great base for all your fuel. I still eat normal food, obviously, but I'm going to get a couple of shakes in minimum every single day because it's the foundation of my nutrition and my protein. And all the other stuff is just fun and flavor. Okay, the next big product that I think, again, and not an amped product line, but it's our brain boost and renewal. All physical activity takes place in the brain. If you can get your brain working quicker, you're going to have better muscular contraction. You're going to have faster reaction. You're going to be more focused. You're going to be able to compete better. And there's one of the things that I noticed when I was on the cross-country ski team at the University of Waterloo, all the top athletes on our team were all from the mathematics and computer science department. A lot of really, really good athletes are really intelligent. So it's really important to make sure that your brain is functioning properly because you're going to be a better athlete if you're smarter, right? So again, just having better brain function is such an overlooked aspect of what we do. So I do the Brain Boost every single day. It's a phenomenal product. Another product that I do every single day is called our Amped Nox, N-O-X. And this is a really amazing blend of beet juice, red spinach, and celery. It's really high in nitrates, and that's super important. And we don't talk about heart healthy benefits, but I want you to do some research on heart health and beet juice and nitrates. That's N-I-T-R-A-T-E, nitrates. And all the heart healthy benefits of nitrates. I'm going to talk about the performance benefits because we don't make any claims with Isagenics in terms of physical conditions. But go and do some research on heart health and beet juice. It's phenomenal what this stuff does. So I'm going to leave it at that, but I'm going to talk about the performance benefits because the Nox, to me, is like a base training simulator. As a performance coach for Ironman triathletes and marathon runners, what I'm always trying to do is help somebody increase or improve their foundation of fitness. And I can't get somebody working really hard in their training until I've developed that foundation. It's like building a big, tall building on sand. You can't build a really good building and expect it to last for a long time and get really, really high if you build it on a shaky foundation. So if you're an endurance athlete, you want to do a lot of base training to help really stabilize and allow you to launch from there to get faster later, get stronger, and really improve your performance. So this Amp Nox is, to me, a base training simulator. So think of all the things that you're getting in your body when you're doing those long, slow, easy aerobic miles, right? You're teaching your muscles to process oxygen properly. You're teaching it to process fuel effectively. You're teaching it to get stronger and handle the load. What the Nox does is it opens up your cardiovascular system. It's a great nutrient and oxygen delivery system. I actually use it every single day. Like I mentioned before, I'm 50 years old. I'm really interested in heart health. Heart health is the number one killer of men and women in the world. And I want to make sure that for me, my heart is staying nice and healthy. So that product, because of what the beats do for it, for me, is something I'm going to be really interested in. But it's also really effective at helping me improve my performance in terms of my endurance, my ability to process oxygen. I find this is a great pre-workout as well. I'm going to take that about 2.5 hours before going to do a workout. So for me, I get up kind of early, sometime somewhere between 4 and 5:30 in the morning, and I'll take that knock first thing every morning because I'm usually going to start doing a workout, if I'm going to work out that day, a couple hours afterwards. If you work out really early and you can't get up 2.5 hours beforehand to take the knock, then just take it at night and just take it regularly. That'll just stay in your blood plasma. But there's a particular way you want to take it for maximum benefits. So whether you're doing the AMP knocks or you're taking beet juice, you want to make sure that you're taking those nitrates in that beet juice and putting it in your mouth and just letting the naturally occurring bacteria in your mouth convert those nitrates into nitrites. That's N-I-T-R-I-T-E, nitrite. And when you do that, that gets into your blood plasma, and then when you start activating your muscles, you're going to turn that, that's going to convert into a nitric oxide and open things up. So it's going to do some amazing heart-healthy benefits that I won't get into right here, but those are great performance benefits as well as increasing arterial elasticity and allowing your body to just produce and pump through a whole lot more blood and oxygen a lot more effortlessly. So great things for your performance as well. So I'm going to take that every single day as AMP knocks. So again, just to reiterate, a couple hours before your workout, 2.5 hours, put it in your mouth, just let it sit there and let the naturally occurring bacteria in your mouth convert it. And it's going to be about a minute or two. You're just sitting there. I always have to resist putting that in my mouth when I'm talking on the phone. I'm usually on the phone and I'm like, I want to take it. And I was like, oh, I got to wait till I'm finished talking because there's no way I'm not going to be not talking for a couple minutes. So you want to make sure that you're not doing anything and you're not having a conversation with anybody. So that's a great product. I love that. That's kind of the big thing I want to talk about there with that Nox. Another non-AMP product, which should be a part of the AMP line because it's such a great performance product, is our E-Plus Energy Shots. So think of an extremely healthy version of 5-Hour Energy. That's what it looks like. It's kind of a little 2-ounce bottle. It's just a little adaptogenic herbal blend with some caffeine. It's about 85 milligrams of caffeine from organic green tea and yerba mate. That's Y-E-R-B-A-M-A-T-T-E. Yerba mate. And it's a great performance product. It's like a pre-workout. It's going to amplify your efforts. It's going to allow you to feel a lot better. I'll use that when I'm riding on a long bike ride with Michelle. We'll go out for, you know, 4 or 5 hour, 6 hour bike ride sometimes. And she's a lot fitter than I am these days because she's training for Ironman. But I'll take one of those, you know, a couple hours, 2-3 hours into the ride, and then all of a sudden I feel better. They're also great to take during cleanse days or any other time where you're looking for a bit more mental focus. Because it's actually just got a little bit of caffeine in it, enough to, in a natural blend, it's got all these modulating factors because it's natural and not synthetic like a lot of other caffeinated products out there. It actually works really well in your body, and it doesn't give you those jitters that you get from drinking like overly processed coffee or something that's artificial like a 5-Hour Energy or a Red Bull or Monster drink. You can actually take an E-Plus shot and go to sleep soon afterwards because it's not going to keep you awake. And that's what I really love about it. It's going to increase my performance. It's going to allow me to perform better. It's going to give me more mental focus. But it's not going to do adverse things to my health because that's so important for me for my long-term health and what I'm looking for. So I love that E-Plus Energy Shot. Great little product. Take that about 30 minutes before a workout if you're thinking of having some benefits through a workout that's a little shorter. The effects will probably last 3 to 4 hours. If you're not doing a whole lot, probably last closer to 4 hours. If you're doing an awful lot of activity, you probably wear off a little quicker, so maybe into 3 hours. So if you're doing a long, sustained workout and you want benefits through the whole thing, say it's a 6-hour workout, I know that sounds a little weird, but for the Ironman athletes on the call today, that's not abnormal. Take one right before, like half an hour before the workout, and then another one halfway through. Or if you're in a race, every few hours through the race, take one of those. You'll feel an immediate benefit. Like within minutes, you'll start to feel better taking this product because it's so effective. The next product that I love is Amped Power. And when I was packing on muscle, you know, I was building up, and I got up into the 170s, and I kind of stalled out a little bit. And without doing anything different with my training and the other eating that I was doing, because eating effectively is really important when you're building muscle, which is why I try not to get people to try and lose fat and build muscle at the same time, because they're two competing forces. You want to restrict your calories to an extent and effectively time them along with cellular cleansing so that you can burn the fat effectively. But to build muscle, you've also got to make sure, you'll have to make sure that you're adequately supporting your muscle growth by giving it adequate calories at the proper time and the proper macronutrient ratio. And those two forces compete against each other. So I always like people to lose the fat first and then build the muscle. So this next product, Amped Power, is a nitrosogen and creatine monohydrate blend, which is great at nutrient delivery into your muscles, creates a little bit of that nitric oxide effect, so it's great to do right before workout. Again, you can take that about half an hour before your workout. And then what you'll find is that once that's in your system, you're able to generate a lot more strength. And I have a lot of athletes that I coach use this product. If they're going to do a lot of heavy weights, which most of my endurance athletes aren't doing, what they'll find is that they're generating a lot more strength in their workout. So they're getting stronger on the bike, for example. They're able to cruise through hills a lot more effectively when they're running, for example. And if they're going to be interested in building muscle mass, then they just do some heavier weights to create more damage in the muscle, and it just rebuilds their muscle better. But that Amp Power, just using that over the course of the month, allowed me to pack on another 5 pounds of lean muscle mass without doing anything different. Like, I just kind of stalled out with getting the benefits from what I was doing with the few shakes a day that I was doing and the other E-plus shots and things like that. And then I just added that Amped Power in, which was our first Amped product that came out almost a year ago. And that just, or a year and a half ago. And that was a phenomenal boost. You just to feel that muscle coming on each week was really, really impressive. So I really like that. That's a great product. So, again, half an hour beforehand, it tastes great. It's a cherry berry flavor. I love it. It just amplifies your strength and your power. So that's a really effective product. I really enjoy that. The next product that we've got is the Amped Hydrate. And this has been around for a long time, this product. John Anderson initially invented the original formula of this for Evander Holyfield when he was doing his title fights. He was getting all cramped up with his muscles when he was in his training sessions, and he knew he could perform better, so he went to John Anderson. And John Anderson, the formulator of Isagenix, has been around for so long. He started off as a master herbalist, and he's invented over 2,300 different products for over 600 different companies. I don't know if there's anybody else in the world that is more experienced over a wider range of product formulations than John. And I love it because he's more focused on natural health products. He's got so many contacts around the world on how to source and get high-quality products. The buying power of Isagenix, with them doing close to $3 million a day, is so huge. They're able to get the highest quality products and put them into the systems that they put together for us. It's such an amazing price. But what he was doing initially for Vander, he developed this product. Back then it was called Want More Energy, or maybe it didn't even have a name, but I went through a couple of different iterations, went from Want More Energy to Energenix and then Replenish, and now it's called Hydrate as part of the Amp line. And it's an amazing blend of electrolytes. I liked it before, but it didn't have enough electrolytes in it for an endurance athlete. I love it now. It tastes great. We've got it in either orange or lemon lime or grape, and it's just a phenomenal product that's going to help in a natural way, because there's no artificial sweeteners, preservatives, or flavorings in it. It's going to give you natural, sustained energy through the electrolyte blend that it's got, and also healthy sugars. So I love the fact that this product is super healthy, and it's like a really healthy version of a lot of those other electrolyte drinks that are all pre-bottled in a fridge that I would never touch. And you know, if you spill those things on your carpet, you're not getting that blue dye out, right? With Isagenix and the Amped Hydrate line, it's just all natural. If it spills on your carpet, it might have a little bit of an orange tinge to it. That'll clean right out because it's not a dye that's in there. It's just natural orange flavoring and color. So awesome product. I'd do that. I'll probably put 2 or 3 scoops into a water bottle, about 16 to 24 ounces of water. And that's going to be good for me to use during a bike ride. I kind of concentrated a bit because I like to drink water as well. And I'll just sort of go back and forth between that concentrated hydrate solution and the water. And then after a little while, I bring sticks because I'll start it off with the canister. I'll put that into the water bottle to start the ride, and then I'll usually throw a couple sticks in my pouches on my cycling jersey, so that if I'm out on a long ride and I'm buying water out there, I can always throw those sticks in. It's little tubes, I guess, that you just rip open and pour in. So that's the Amped Hydrate. Love that product. The next one that we've got is the Amped Fuel. And this is a really neat product. I was always adverse to using protein during racing, and right, branched chain amino acids or any type of protein, because back when I was racing, back in, I'm 50 now, I stopped when I was 40, so back when I was in my 20s and 30s, the products that they had back then were very rudimentary. They're not very well designed. And you got protein into your system, it was really hard to digest, and it was adverse, in terms of your performance improvement and how you could actually perform that day. It was really hard on your stomach. And when you're working out really hard or racing, your digestive abilities go down dramatically. So it's really important to get things into your system that are really simple and easy to digest. And this Amp Fuel is phenomenal. It's kind of an applesauce carrier, I guess. It's about 90 calories per little gel pack, but there's 1,000 milligrams of branched chain amino acids in there, which are really awesome for helping keep your body from really breaking down the muscle too quickly. There's times when I'm going to get my athletes to do a training session where I want them to break their muscles down. I don't want them to use BCAAs during the session, because I want to create that adaptive response that's going to happen when we break down their muscles. But there's other times that I want to work on sustained effort, because we want to, you know, affect the VO2 max, or we want to create this ability to get your body used to burning fats or processing oxygen properly for a long period of time. And in those situations, we want to sustain that muscular activity, not allow it to break down too much. And that's when this BCAAs from the Amp Fuel and the next product that I'm going to talk about, the Recover, work really effectively. So this is, as I said, 1,000 milligrams of branched chain amino acids and a proper blend of leucine, isoleucine, and valine. I believe that in this one, it's the same as the Recover. It's a 2:1:1 ratio. And that's exactly what your muscles need to recover effectively and stay strong. So if you're going to be able to maintain your muscles' ability to perform properly and recover as you're going along through the workout, so that you can get a more sustained effort. So that's a great product. I know Michelle, she's really picky when it comes to gels and things like that. She loves this product. So if she's ever going to use a gel, she says this is the one that she uses. She just loves having it coming into her system. And then the last product that we're going to talk about is, very quickly for the Amp Fuel, take that depending on your goals. You know, I probably take that every half an hour to an hour through the day. If I'm doing some other products for fueling, like some carb-based products, I might back off the Amp Fuel a little bit and not take it as often, maybe every other hour or so. But just figure out what your blend is. Some people are going to take that every 20 to 30 minutes, and that's going to be probably a pretty good amount of energy coming into your body. It all depends on your intensity and how long you're going to be out there training for. The last product that we want to talk about in the Amp line, but not the last product that we're going to talk about today, is our Amped Recover, and this is 6,000 milligrams of branched chain amino acids, again in that 2:1:1 ratio of leucine, isoleucine, and valine. And this is a great product to take either before, during, or after your workouts. Focus on this one more for if you're going to be doing endurance activity where you're breaking your muscles down, focus more on taking this after the workout. That will probably be effective for you for getting maximum recovery in conjunction with using, say, an Isolene Pro shake right after the workout. But you could actually even take this product, and I do when I go into the gym. I'll put 2 scoops of the Recover in with a scoop of the Power into a water bottle and drink that as I'm driving to the gym. So about half an hour before the workout, I'll mix it up, start drinking it, and then take that along with me to the gym. It's usually gone by the time I get there, and then I just drink water or hydrate in water during the workout. And that's a great combination. But you can play around with that. Even as an endurance athlete, again, if you're wanting – do those workouts where you're looking for long sustained efforts and trying to reduce the amount of muscle breakdown, because that's not the goal for the workout, then try taking that Recover during or before the workout to see how that affects your training. And you should be able to digest it. Again, it's really easily digestible amino acid blend. It's not a ton, so 6 grams isn't a lot for serving. So I think you're going to find that that's going to work really well for you. But those are some great things that you can get into your workout or your workout routine. But always keep in mind that your performance is going to be dictated by how well you recovered from a previous workout. So it doesn't matter what you take right before a workout. Like, there's products out there that are artificial and they'll amp you up and you'll get a great workout in, but they're not good for your health and they're not doing anything else outside of that workout to allow you to get the most from it. So think in terms of overall performance improvement and ability. The more you can recover and the better health you can generate in your system, the better you're going to perform later. I know we got hold of Michelle last year. She was kind of an 11 to 12-hour Ironman athlete, and now she's threatening down under close to that 10-hour mark. We got her 15% faster last year just by introducing her to proper, more efficient technique, tweaking her training a little bit, but really overhauling her overall nutrition and how her body's recovering, because that's so key. And then there was one other product. I know I got 5 minutes left, but I did want to talk about our Cleanse for Life, because it's actually a phenomenal performance product. If you can get the junk and the impurities out of your system that are holding you back from optimal recovery and health, you're going to perform better. Because remember, performance is how your body can act and react and function. And if you can get healthier and clean your system out, you're going to be able to perform better. From an endurance athlete point of view, that Cleanse for Life is gold. And what I'll do with my athletes, and you know, it's easy with Michelle because she's right here, so it's easy to tweak everything, is to have her do a couple of cleansing days, deep cellular cleansing days. So think intermittent fasting that's amplified by getting toxicity or impurities out of your system. By allowing your body to convert these fat-soluble impurities and flush them out, is a cellular cleanse, not a colon cleanse, right? There's no hoses involved. But by doing that, what you're doing is allowing your fat stores to be more effectively used as fuel. And any endurance athlete will tell you, the more you can access and burn fat at a higher intensity level for a longer period of time, the less reliance you're going to have on carbohydrates and things that are going to likely detract from your performance. Because when you have to start jamming carbs into your system because nobody has enough stored up in their muscles and liver to last for a long time, if we can cleanse out your system at a cellular level and allow you to access fat more effectively as a fuel source, you're going to perform level because you're going to have less digestive upset and distress, and you're going to have less things that are going to detract from your performance. Any endurance athlete will tell you their performance on a particular race day is not dictated by how fit they are. It's how well they can handle their fueling for the day. And don't think fueling is nutrition, because during the race, fueling is just fueling. It's not nutrition. Nutrition is all the stuff that happens outside of that. And this AMP power line, this AMP line, and a lot of the other products that Isogenix has are so phenomenal for health and nutrition. I just absolutely love them. It just makes it so easy to help people fit into a really simple system that works. So anyways, I usually ended a few minutes ago, but we've got 9:27, so the lines should be open for people who want to ask any questions or have any comments. I'll stay on for another few minutes here and hopefully be able to help you get some clarity for some of the things that I said. So any questions?
Hi, Steve. This is Potato. Listen,
I'm
an endurance athlete. I've done a 100-mile one-day run here in Northern California that Gordy Ainsley put together. I've ridden the Tevis Cup for over 40 years. So talk about an endurance athlete. I'm there. And what you're telling me right now, what I've heard from you is absolutely incredible. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We need to connect.
Send me a note. We'll chat.
How can we do that?
You just message me on
Facebook. How do we connect?
If you go to find me on Facebook, my just Stephen Bentley with the number 2. You'll see a picture of Michelle and I there on my profile picture, and just message me there, and we can connect after that.
Okay. My name is Potato Richardson. If I miss you, is Bentley Bentley?
L-E-Y, like the car.
Great. Love it. I love the Bentley, too.
There you go. I'd rather buy a house for $200,000. Okay, guys. Yeah, thanks, Potato. Anybody else have any questions?
Good morning, Steve. It's Barbie.
Hey, Barbie.
A couple questions for you. When you had talked about you have your gal that you're training, I went brain dead here on her name, Michelle. Mm-hmm. A 48-hour, are you talking 48-hour total, like you do have her do a two-day cleanse a couple times a month, or she just does the one-day cleanse so many times a month? And
yeah,
also,
for her, okay, so I'll just answer that one first. For her, she doesn't need to lose any weight. She's as lean as she needs to be. You know, she's a woman, so she always thinks she needs to be leaner, but she's fine. But she'll do a two-day or, let's say Monday, Tuesday. So her last meal will be Sunday night, and then the next time she's going to be is going to be Wednesday morning. So she'll do a two-day cleanse. She'll do that every month and a half just to keep the benefits of the cellular cleansing going and her ability to access that fat effectively as a fuel source.
Okay, thank you. And then my other question was, why do athletes, what's the purpose? I don't, this is just something I'm learning about. If you were speaking about if you want to break down your muscle or if you don't want to break down your muscle. Why do athletes want to break down their muscle? By breaking it down, what are they achieving by doing that?
Yeah, you're looking at that whole process of adaptive response. So to get stronger, you have to create stress. Right? Stress is not bad. It's just how you react to it. So here's the other end of the spectrum is, okay, I don't want to stress my muscles out at all, so I'm going to lay on the couch. Well, you're not going to create very much performance benefits from laying on the couch because there's no stress, right? You want stress. It's just you want to be able to recover from the stress. So the stress creates all these micro tears or traumas in your muscle fibers that as you recover properly from with proper building blocks, you get stronger, right? So the stress, that adaptive response is where you're going to get that muscular strength. But if I'm trying to help somebody do a really long workout to really process oxygen properly and teach their body to access fat, I don't want their muscles breaking down that quickly because I want them to last a long time during the workout. So that's where we want to preserve that muscular integrity so that they're not breaking their muscles down so quickly. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yeah, I just, it's because we talk to a lot of athletes and it's like, okay, why do they want to break their muscles down? Like, now I understand.
Yeah, yeah. Bodybuilders are great at it because they're purposely going in there to create maximum trauma so that when all those nutrients flow back in to fix and repair, it's kind of like the muscle gets bigger because they packed on all this repair material to fix all the micro tears in the muscle, and that's where the size increase comes from. So, guys are big on that. They want to build up their muscles. But they can do that with doing really heavy weights, low reps, slow momentum, create a lot of load, time under stress. That's why they tend to go with lighter weights but higher reps because there's less muscular damage going to be happening. They'll get some toning and shaping but not massive size gains. Yeah, but it's a good question, though. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Stephen.
You're welcome. Any other questions?
Yes, I have a question. I've been trying to listen to your podcast from January 24th. And every time I click on it, it cuts out after a few minutes, just stops. I mean, a few seconds, just stops. Can you tell me what I'm doing wrong? Or
I have no idea, but let's figure it out. So if you message me after this call, I'll find it, and we'll figure it out. And if I can't, then I'll just recreate it for you on a call with you.
Okay. Thank you.
Awesome. I have no idea what I talked about January 24th. So message me after this. And then we'll be able to connect. Or tag me on the Health, Wealth, and Freedom line, and I'll see that, and then we'll connect that way if you can't find me. So.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Vani.
Steve?
Any other questions?
Yes, please. Steve, it's Malu. Thank you so much for this awesome, awesome call. Just a quick note on the NOX, and just wanted to confirm. You said it's 2 hours before an endurance, whatever it is that you're doing, running or like heavy weights or whatever. It's 2 hours before. Is that correct?
Yeah, if you're going to do it individually, if you're doing it every day like I do, it really doesn't matter when you do it. The optimal time is still 2 to 2.5 hours before the activity, if you can. If you're working out really early in the morning, then do it at night, the night before. But if you're doing it every day, it doesn't matter. It's just going to stay in your blood plasma, and you'll get the benefits the next time you need it.
Perfect. I got confused one time with Eshot and the Knox because I, with my long distance running and everything, I've actually added Bikram yoga to it. And it's like, why isn't this thing working? So I just took it before the class. So it's actually, okay, so it's more potent if it's taken 2 hours before.
And let it sit in your mouth for a minute or two.
Okay, so don't
benefit.
Just like chug-a-lug it, right? I mean, just like let it.
Which is, you know, might want to do because it's kind of a strong taste, but just let it sit there. You'll get used to it.
Okay.
Hey, Steve.
I love it, though.
Yep.
Hey, Steve, Kevin here.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, would you mind just, I know we're a little bit past the half hour, but would you mind just talking about what some of the potential gains for maybe some of us that are over 55 or 60, what the potential gains are for using NOX, even if you're not an athlete?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think everybody's an athlete. That's a great question, Kevin. I think and I don't mind talking for as long as people need me on the call here, but I think everybody's an athlete because we're all doing activity, right? And if you're an athlete, maybe you're focusing that in on a particular sport or something that you enjoy, but we all want to be healthier and have more energy. Nobody wants to feel worse and be slower or have more, exhaustion in their life. So I think all the products are great for people. It just depends on how intense you are at getting those performance benefits and, how important it is to you as to how many of them or how often you use them. But the I think the Nox is a great product. It's the Nox that you asked about specifically, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah. I think the Nox is so important because, gosh, first of all, there's so many vegetables in there. It's just like, if you look at the ingredient list, it's like looking at a bushel of vegetables. So it's adding great nutrition into your body, which is important for everybody to have on an ongoing basis, regardless of how old you are or whatever activity you're doing. So first of all, I think it's great for that. Heart health is so important as well. So if we can keep our heart healthy and functioning effectively, that's going to be great. So do the research on the beet juice. That's going to help clarify why it's so important for that. The other big thing is, as we get older, our recovery time decreases. And if we can do things to help people increase their recovery time, it actually doesn't matter how old you are. It's if you don't eat properly, it's the fact that your recovery is lower that's holding you back from your ability to keep up with people who are younger. If you can recover faster, you're going to be able to keep up with them. Like, I know there's, like, I can go out there and I can hammer it out with 20 and 30-year-olds, and I have no problem dusting them, because their nutrition is just not as good as mine. And I love that. Now, yeah, naturally, innately, I've got this great VO2 max that I've had for a long time. My dad used to be an elite cyclist back in the UK when he was younger. So I've got some really good genes. But still, right, there's people out there that I'm competing against and, you know, doing things with that are just as gifted genetically as I am when it comes to performance and, you know, aerobic capacity. If I'm recovering faster and I'm getting better nutrition into my body and I'm getting better building blocks to allow for that more complete recovery, and that Nox is great for that, the Isolene Pro, awesome with the protein as well. Those are just a couple of great combination products that work so awesome for athletes, because it's all designed around recovery, blood flow, oxygen carrying, all that stuff. So hopefully that was useful and answered your question, but it's kind of the big things that jump out for me when I think of that.
Thank you, sir. I knew that I had read that the nitrosogen expands the capillaries and such. So I knew that helps us as we age, because our blood vessels have a tendency to be a little bit more what's the word I'm looking for? Less pliable.
Yeah, a little stiffer and a little thicker. Yeah, I just think oxygen carrying, getting it through your body's capillary pathways, the little tiny hair-like vessels that carry blood. And if we can have those more, as you say, pliable, you're going to be able to produce better blood flow through your system, carrying waste out of your muscles and oxygen to them. Things are going to function better. You're going to feel better. You know, walking up a flight of stairs is less likely to wind you, because you've got better ability for your body to process nutrients, wastes, and oxygen. Yeah.
You mean I'm not supposed to take the elevator?
No.
All right, Mr. Belly, thanks for a great call today, man.
Okay, have a great call, or a great day, guys. If you have any questions, go to the Health, Wealth, and Freedom call page. Post your question there. Just tag me on it so I know it's there. I'll see that note on Facebook. And if you have any other questions, just message me on Facebook as well. We can catch up. But, hey, thanks for jumping on the call. Enjoy the rest of your day. Have a fabulous weekend coming up, and make it a great one. Cheers.
And meet me here tomorrow. We'll be here, same time, same station. Bye-bye.